The Real School. For days, I wanted to write a poem about becoming smart, because a world leader who is responsible for education and a failure called uneducated and unvaccinated people idiots. People protect what little they know. The correct path forward is to lovingly help them to know more, not insult them for standing up for what they believe in, based on what knowledge they have. The reason the world is not advancing as smoothly as one would hope is because there are no honest leaders, only pretenders. It takes little effort for a liar to destroy an honest person. It may not be possible to have honest leaders. We must take education in our own hands. Without real education, intelligence, class, and wisdom, the liars will use us and then call us idiots. I have decided that writing about correcting world leaders is a waste of time. To call someone who one is responsible for an idiot is to cease being a leader of any kind and probably expose oneself as a pretender. Some days into thinking about all this, I realized that nobody is interested in helping people become smart. The teachers were always focused on putting food on their table, and they will never figure out that teaching is not a job. And leaders of nations are concerned with employment figures and other abstract ideas. They are clueless about what real education is. And to quote a movie, they lack the mental capacity that is needed to grasp the fact that schools are not working. Leaders want workers and figures. Teachers want money. Let us replace the word smart with the word intelligent, which in my opinion also somewhat describes a person who has class. It is easy to fake being smart. Just pretending to be quick-witted is all it takes. From ground up, we must guard against liars. Liars work on a different level. You see, intelligent people can spend generations building great cities. But all a liar needs to undo all that work is a match. And let me clarify one more thing before I explain how to quickly fix education. We understand that a semester has lectures or classes, and we know that a class or a lecture can touch on multiple topics. This is a broken idea. There must be only one topic per lecture. It is not allowed to discuss the area of a square and a circle. A lecture ends when the student grasps the topic. In the kinds of fake schools that we have today, a 45-minute lecture would be reduced to 10 minutes. And that is correct. A lecture can last 10 minutes. That this seems pointless in a high school or a college setting, that's their problem. I somewhat hate to say it, but the new educational system is an electronic gadget. We need to use technology for this. It will work fine as an app on a cheap smartphone, though there must be an audio-only version. Not everyone can read, not everyone can see. In fact, the audio device can't even have a press and hold to turn on button. It needs a regular button that lights up when the device is on. I think that the audio version will become the most beloved masterpiece here. I am certain it will be used as an introduction to the more interactive version or versions of the school. Unfortunately, it is not as simple as using an audio player, because the user must be allowed to choose the next topic. My favorite book, A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson, has only one flaw. You can't choose your path through it. The choose your own path, similar to choose your own adventure, is key. In audio format, the listener gets a beautiful overview. In the interactive phone app format, the user begins a journey of a lifetime. They will build a unique portfolio to replace all the fake resumes that we have today. They will build a path that cannot be forged, a path as unique as their curiosities, as unique as their mind. When a user discovers a missing topic, just like in Wikipedia, they will be asked to create it and call upon other volunteers. The topics or lectures have little to do with standardized education. They will not aim to help students pass idiotic standardized tests. There are no grades here, just the path. Reviewing lessons learned and paths traveled to aid in remembering important discoveries and ideas will be one of the many features of the interactive program. Part Wikipedia, part Wikiversity, part Khan Academy, it is a choose-your-own-path school that presents topics in a way that helps students learn and become more intelligent. If a person wants to begin their education by selecting the vaccines topic, they will be presented with hundreds of related topics after they watch the initial introduction. This is not just a list of all the things related to vaccines like you would see on Wikipedia, but a list of topics that are easy to grasp relative to the knowledge that they just acquired. The content creators, editors, and translators are the students. What better way to learn than to contribute a topic? More than just breaking away from standardized education and useless tests that force students to memorize without comprehension, the school aims to enable the students with new talents in a way similar to WikiHow. Each topic expands the students' intelligence. They grow in knowledge, but also in wisdom and in class. Where the websites I mentioned present information without a specific aim, the real school hopes to inspire each and every student to become a great being.